From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, October 6th. Coming up, at least half a dozen states' abortion bans are on hold for now due to legal challenges. It's cause for confusion among people seeking abortion services. We'll learn more from Side Effects Public Media in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The two major party candidates for Illinois governor face off in front of a live audience tonight. Alex Degman has a preview.
Governor J.B. Pritzker and his challenger, Republican State Senator Darren Bailey, will debate each other at Illinois State University. It'll be their first time in front of a live television audience as they seek votes ahead of the November 8th election. A national team from Nexstar Media is handling production. They're also responsible for debates between Beto O'Rourke and Greg Abbott in Texas and John Fetterman and Mehmet Oz in Pennsylvania. Every television market in Illinois, plus those that reach it, including St. Louis and Terre Haute and Evansville in Indiana, has a station broadcasting the debate live on the air and online. In Chicago, it's exclusively on WGN, and it's not available to stream live anywhere outside of Nexstar platforms. It starts at 7. I'm Alex Degman.
And you can hear that debate tomorrow morning at 11 on WILL AM 580. Local homeless shelter CU at Home has rejected an offer from the city of Champaign Township to buy its building near downtown Champaign. The township's offer of $975,000 fell $275,000 short of the shelter's asking price. CU at Home Director Melissa Courtwright says the township's offer equals the appraised value of the building, but she and her staff face additional costs related to moving to a new location.
The bigger picture really for us was that we needed to be in a position to make sure that we could have capacity for this winter and to be in a position to address some of our long-term goals.
Township Supervisor Andy Kornstrom says he'll meet with CU at Home officials tomorrow to continue negotiations. According to the Gun Violence Archive, there have been more than 500 mass shootings so far this year. It's common to hear that strict gun laws and high crime rates go hand in hand in Chicago. Illinois Newsroom's Harrison Malkin put that claim to a truth test.
When I asked Republican Regan Deering about gun control, the 13th Congressional District candidate made this claim.
I do think that, unfortunately, a lot of the communities that are experiencing gun violence across the country do have very strict gun laws on the books.
Dr. John Jackson, a visiting professor at the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute, explains how a city with strict gun laws like Chicago can't control the policies of neighboring areas.
Look, Chicago can't put a brick wall around it and keep the guns out. You know, it has really nothing to do with whether or not they've got strict gun laws, given how porous our municipal boundaries are.
Here are the facts. Chicago prohibits the sale, possession, and use of assault weapons. In Illinois, ghost guns, which do not have identification numbers, are banned, and gun owners must carry a firearm owner ID card. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Mississippi has the highest gun death rate per 100,000 people. And according to the NRA, the state has no restrictions on purchasing or carrying guns or rifles. I'm Harrison Malkin, Illinois Newsroom.
You can hear Regan Deering and Democratic opponent Nikki Budzinski in a live debate tonight at 7 o'clock on WILL AM 580, FM 90.9, or watch on WILL TV. Urbana resident John Patterson's J.A. Pat Sauces and Rubs started as part of his restaurant, but after it closed, he began selling his seasonings on their own. They can be found at Harvest Market in Champaign and Common Ground Food Co-op in Urbana. Sarah Buckman is Common Ground's marketing manager. She says featuring local businesses like Patterson's is part of the co-op's mission to support the community and local entrepreneurs.
They're doing so much. They're running their whole business. They're delivering all the food, and we want to make sure that we're sharing their story.
Patterson says he hopes to continue to grow his sauce and rub business into a national enterprise. Still to come, a look at the ever-changing landscape of abortion access in the Midwest. That story from Side Effects Public Media is coming up next on 217 Today.
The gritty crime drama Vandervolk has returned to Masterpiece for a second season. Actor Mark Warrant returns in the role of Piet Vandervolk. He's a bad-tempered lead detective who looks like an old skateboarder, but thinks like a forensic psychologist. He and his team deal with high-profile cases that expose Amsterdam's cultural contrasts. You can watch both seasons now as a friend of WILL. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Several states' abortion bans are caught up in the courts. Side Effects Public Media's April Rickert reports the ever-changing abortion landscape is a source of confusion while demand for services remains high.
Aaron Smith leads the Kentucky Health Justice Network, an organization that advocates for abortion access and provides financial support and guidance to people seeking the services. The demand for their help has grown since the overturn of Roe v. Wade set off a cascade of restrictions across conservative states.
We are losing our entire region, and for Kentucky, that is terrifying.
Kentucky is now one of more than a dozen states that have abortion bans in place. Several more are going through what Kentucky did over the summer, including the Midwest states of Iowa, Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio. Abortion bans there are on hold due to legal challenges.
I think women are very confused by the on-again, off-again situation where states are opening and then closing and then opening again. It's very hard to keep track.
That's a spokesperson for Women's Med, which operates clinics in both Indiana and Ohio. She asked that we not use her name because she fears threats to her personal safety.
We will continue to provide abortions as long as they are legal. It's up to the courts now.
It's taken some time for people to realize the services are available again. But Women's Med has already seen patients coming in from other states. Not surprisingly, this includes Kentucky and Tennessee, states where abortion is almost entirely banned. But they're also seeing people come from Illinois, where abortion rights are protected, yet high demand due to an influx of patients from other states has led to longer wait times. Dr. Amy Whitaker is the chief medical officer at Planned Parenthood of Illinois.
We expect to see thousands upon thousands more patients as more neighboring states and states who relied on those neighboring states go dark.
Whitaker says before Roe fell, Illinois provided abortions to people from 10 to 15 states, with Missouri and Indiana at the top of the list for out-of-state patients. Now, people are coming from at least 28 other states.
They are having to travel tens of hours sometimes to have a procedure that often lasts about 5 minutes. And it's especially upsetting of a burden when we know that in their very states, just a few months ago, they were able to get it.
Planned Parenthood of Illinois has been increasing staff and resources to meet the need and also doing telehealth to prescribe abortion medication. Patients must physically be in Illinois for the appointment and have the medication shipped to an Illinois address. Planned Parenthood also has plans to set up a mobile abortion clinic in Southern Illinois. Smith, with the Kentucky Health Justice Network, says the need to travel increases costs and creates logistical challenges.
Each call is a new assessment. Sometimes it's like, I need money for daycare or for childcare services so I can go to my appointment in this state.
The number of calls to the Kentucky Health Justice Network has doubled over the past several months, up to 50 a week. Since Roe fell, both donations and demand have increased for abortion funds across the U.S. Smith says people have cashed in part of their 401ks and donated stocks and bonds to support their group in the aftermath of Roe. While they're grateful, they're likely to need even more funding to meet the increased demand. I'm April Rickert, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a regional reporting collaboration focused on public health. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly sunny skies today with a high of 76 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Sydney Wood, Harrison Malkin, Jacqueline Barba, and April Rickert. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.